Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Some of the big news yesterday, some of the nominees for the 2026 class in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Some of these are pretty good. Some of them I'm scratching my head a little bit. Melissa Etheridge.
Okay.
I guess that's fine.
Absolutely, that's fine.
New Edition.
Yes.
NXS.
Yes.
Lauryn Hill.
Yes.
Pink.
Why not?
She's Shakira. Shakira.
Yes. Hips Don't Lie.
This guy right here, definitely.
Love oh, it's Phil. Phil Collins.
Phil Collins.
Iconic, right?
I could feel it
so
coming,
good.
Too.
So good.
It's in the air.
The one that had me kind of wondering, is that right? Mariah Carey.
Why not? Okay.
Mariah Carey?
You better back off, Jeremy.
She's not a rock and roll star.
Are you
she's
kidding
like R&B,
me?
But rhythmic.
Yeah, I
Merry
see.
Christmas.
I can see why you would want to have that argument. I just feel like she deserves every award she's up for because people can't sing like Mariah. Like, she is a talent, and you just can't even come close to it. So I just feel like she should get all of the awards. Clean up at every ceremony.
Really?
I'm a lamb, absolutely.
I don't know. Maybe they were just,
I'm
they
all
were like,
about.
We need one more person. Who can we put in?
No.
Mariah, she's not busy.
No, she sings better than anyone you just mentioned on that list. So tell me why she can't have that.
Yeah, but the style is
tell
not,
me
like,
why.
When I think of rock and roll, she's not rock and roll.
But you don't think she could get up there and belt out some AC/DC or
sure,
Ozzy?
She probably could, but
she
that's not what she's sold
could.
And marketed as
no.
a rock and roll star.
And again, I understand your argument. But she's still the best and should win every award. So,
yeah. Rock and roll,
yeah,
baby.
Screams rock and roll, Katie.
Why do you play this one?
Because this is what she's known for, Katie.
Maybe throw on some Fantasy. Maybe throw on something else that has a little zing to it. Really?
This is what you want in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
You're just going to make people mad with this. It's not
right
time
now,
yet.
Down the dial at Queasy 101. They're freaking out right now. Oh, my God. They're playing Christmas music already. We got to get on it.
I'm here for Mariah. Let's
all
go.
Right, good for you. Now, speaking of rock and roll, here's where it's at. Yesterday, Metallica, or as your old aunt calls them, Metallica, announced a series of 8 performances at the Sphere in Las Vegas this October. Go have a look at the dates. I'm not going to tell you. But these guys are legends. Lars was talking about, you know, they went and saw U2 there back in 23, and he's like, we got to do this. This is uncharted territory, and it's going to help them build even a bigger fan base, I think, going to see them at the Sphere. I'm dying to go see a concert there, and I think this one is right up my alley. My buddy Alan wanted me to go with him to go see Backstreet Boys.
You're like,
no.
Yeah, Metallica, though.
But, yeah. Good old Metallica.
You know what movie I just watched that you would love, by the way? You need to watch it without your kids, is Metal Lords.
What's that one?
Metal Lords is a movie about kids in high school who love metal music, and it's like they're trying to compete in Battle of the Bands.
Really?
It is hilarious.
It's like metal version of School of Rock.
Yes, yeah. I just watched Metallica. It yesterday, and the whole time I'm like, Jeremy would love this movie, but without the kids, watch that movie.
I mean, I like Metallica, but it's no Mariah Carey.
Play a different song, Jeremy. Gosh. Not that one. Play a different one.
Good Lord.
To celebrate Mariah.
It's the only one I got.
No, it's not.
I just searched rock and roll, and she's not in there.
Yeah, that's what came up.
Nick Nack was showing me the video. Nick Nack is my wife, for those of you that don't know. Nick Nack, my wife, was showing me a video last night of two vehicles plunging into a sinkhole that suddenly opened up in Omaha. They're just sitting there at the stoplight, and the ground goes, groomp, I think I'll swallow these cars now.
Yeah, the truck looked a little better off than that car, because the whole car went into
the
that
Honda
whole
Civic,
thing.
Yeah.
It's up there. It's one of my irrational fears that I'm going to get sucked up in a sinkhole.
Becoming
someday.
More rational.
You know what's so not funny, because I don't want to point fun at it, but in the video, you see the two cars go into the sinkhole, and then the truck behind them slowly backs up.
Yeah, the slow.
Not today, sinkhole. Not today. All right, so the Olympics just wrapped up. I didn't watch 1 second of the Olympics, but that's not for me. I'm not a big sports guy or whatever, but this Olympics right here, I can get on board with. It's the 2026 Florida Man Games.
Oh, yeah.
So
takes the gold?
It's just a bunch of rednecks and Florida people competing in challenges like the Naked Rampage, where you use pool noodles to knock down plastic flamingos while you're kind of naked. There's Bullwhips and Bad Decisions, where contestants whipped beer cans off opponents' belts. There was a grocery store brawl simulation, where you got to go and load hurricane supplies into carts. These two were my particular favorites. There was blindfolded taser tag with cattle prods.
Yes!
And then the championship concluded with a high-speed obstacle course, ending with competitors removing catalytic converters from vehicles while evading mock police pursuits.
Oh,
what?
That
my.
Is the type of Olympics that I am on board
How do
with.
We compete in these Olympics? I feel like I could get on the podium for
removing
these ones.
Catalytic
you
converters?
You have a yes! cattle prod. Katie's got a cattle prod in her bedroom. So.
Do all those things.
Yeah.
So
I would just like to watch. I would pull my sofa out on the front porch and crack open a Natty Light.
There you go.
Natty Light. Dirty 30.
Natty Light. All right, what's the sports stuff?
An Istanbul soccer game was halted all of a sudden when a goalkeeper attempted to kick the ball out of their zone, and mid-air, the ball collided with a seagull, knocking it out of the air, and one of the Istanbul soccer players stopped everything, did CPR on the seagull mid-game, brought the seagull back to life, gave it to a person on the sideline, and the game resumed immediately.
And now they're together.
Oh, well, he did do some mouth-to-mouth. So.
Hey, the seagull's okay, though, right?
Seagull was brought back to life. It was knocked
amazing.
Out of the air.
Like, giving it CPR with its little fingers, and yes. pushing it and everything. Like,
you're not done yet.
And immediately, like, no hesitation on that soccer player's part. Like, it and was then, impressive.
I feel like it's not the first time he's done this to a bird. I guess it's...
the way he held that
like
bird.
Like, it was kind of a thing that he's into.
The fact it came so naturally.
The seagull was into
the
it.
The bird said, "Call me."
Wasn't even, the bird wasn't even passed out. It was fine.
It was all part of the
wings.
Act. Ow! This is what they do.
Anyway, the bird and the soccer player are all good now. They're
good
alive.
And they're honeymooning in Tahiti.
Yes, they are.
Hot? Okay. So the fire in Thornton yesterday that closed down I-25,
it's a big
that
one.
Was massive. Evacuations listed for all the businesses there along 84th Avenue, and I-25 was closed from 84th to Thornton Parkway. So they say that fire started like around Pinnacle High School or something. They still don't know the cause of it, but students from the school were taking videos of the flames from inside the school, and it was right outside their window. Like, it was so terrifying to see those videos of those kids. We actually got one of the business owners talking about the fire. I mean, again, it was massive. They were able to get it under control, but when it started, people were pretty freaked out about it because it did happen so quickly.
He could be right. He could be right.
It was the little area where there was a bunch of old school vehicles. They work on, like, BMWs and stuff.
Yeah, I was just seeing the video on TV. There's, like, 67 cars or something.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was.
I think that guy
was.
Just wanted to brag that he was on a run.
Well, but, they know, right?
Those cars are up just gone.
Yeah.
They're gone.
And that is what created all that black smoke and made it such
It was dark. I could see, it's...
The scene itself was just almost
terrific.
Biblical, like the way it played out. But
my mother-in-law
again,
lives up there, so she was giving us the play-by-play.
Baby Nana
that.
Lives right there, and it was just like, she was at work, so she was fine, but she's like, traffic, getting out, in and out was crazy, but...
toxic air, for sure.
Absolutely, and five people did get hurt, four firefighters and one citizen. It wasn't critical, but no word on their status as of now, but hopefully, you know, we're all hoping that they're okay in that regard. This is some great news because America's largest reptile expo. Yes, Repticon Denver 2026.
Repticon?
Coming to the Arapahoe County Fairgrounds. This is March 21st and 22nd.
What goes on there?
Well, it's a family-friendly event.
Do you eat crickets?
Showcases hundreds of reptiles. You don't, but they do.
Can I go lay under a heat lamp?
I'm sure you can. Test it out. But they have...
Can I lick people with my long, scaly tongue?
I don't think that's what they want you to do there. No. Leave that to the lizards. But they'll also have arachnids and other small exotic animals. You know what I love about it, though?
What?
You can... buy a scaly friend. Like, you can go to this thing and take home a lizard. How great is that?
Oh, I thought you meant like a hooker.
No.
That's a lot lizard. Those are different.
That is not at Repticon, Jeremy. That's at a different place. These lizards get kind of pricey, though. Do you know
special... so do hookers.
Special morphs?
So I've heard.
Okay. Bearded dragons can go for over $1,000 if you get the special morphs of them. Ball pythons can get up there too. $10K for the super special ones. And then the high-end...
Well, and then they live like 50 years,
exactly,
too. Or 100 years.
And they're talking
about... They'll outlive
you. Plus all the stuff that it takes to take care of these reptiles, amphibians, and whatnot. You could be throwing down quite a chunk of change. But people who love reptiles and these types of animals, they
it's
get into
Super Bowl.
It.
Yeah.
Again, this is their big
Don't
event.
Don't they carry disease?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's anything, though, right? You just have to take care of them. Make sure that you have the specific, environment for their needs. Because I'll tell you, I had a chameleon when I was, like, 12.
I could see that.
Right?
I feel like you'd be a person who dates a guy with snakes,
No,
too.
I did. Well, I did. I had a chameleon, but I only had it for, like, a month because it died because I didn't know it needed a heat rock. So that poor thing
It froze
like,
to death?
Just froze. And they need that heat to digest food and stuff. So I can't imagine that was a... good life for that poor little guy.
Did you date a guy with a snake?
I don't think so, no.
Okay.
Why?
Just wondering.
I don't know. I mean,
we've all heard stories about snake guy,
There's always a chance.
You get into his apartment, he's got a giant terrarium there with like a boa constrictor.
You want to pet my snake?
Yeah, and he's always got it like rolling around his apartment.
Yeah.
And then like a few months later down the road, you find him, on the kitchen floor with a snake wrapped around him.
It's my free range
all
snake.
Bloated.
What? Yeah, but March 21st and 22nd.
Well, let me write these dates down. I got to go.
For folks who like snakes.
I'm going to get those contact lenses, too, that I could put in that makes it look like I have reptile eyes.
Ew, ooh, creepy. Don't do that. Please don't do that. I can't. I wouldn't be able to. We'd need a parition right here.
Partition?
Yes, one of those right there.
Perfect. You got anything else for me?
I do. Just the
oh,
my
God,
worst
there's
fear.
More?
Well, do we have time for my worst fear? Do we
yes.
want to put that out there? Because the human remains that were found in Douglas County,
ooh.
A hiker found them yesterday morning. So in the area near like Crowfoot Valley Road and Pradera Parkway. So this is just southeast of Castle Pines. But it is an ongoing investigation, so they don't really know a whole lot about it. But oh, I would not like to roll up on, a dead person. I don't think anybody
Was it a whole
would.
Dead person or
they
just
bits
said
human
and pieces?
Remains. They just, again, there's not a whole lot of Yeesh. Info about it. The report Yeesh. Just said that a hiker came across some human remains found in Douglas
County.
Is
that a mountain lion issue maybe?
I don't know. So we're going to
This is why I don't like to go hiking.
Keep our eye on this because, yeah, and like you said, the mountain lions are out and about a lot this year just because it's been so warm and, yeah. So
You're right. Like, I'm going to add that to my sinkholes. I don't want to fall in a sinkhole and I don't want to come across body parts
no.
on the trail.
Like, you're in your happy place, and all of a sudden, an arm. No, thank you.
And then what do you do with it?
I know.
Do you pick it up and throw it in your hip pack and bring it back down, or do you leave it?
No, you called 911 immediately.
I feel like I'd take it with me.
No, you would not.
That's messing
Don't
with a crime scene.
Don't touch it. Make sure you call 911 immediately.
Jer's over there. I got the arm.
Know. Look, it's right here. Yeah. Can you see? I'm
Then you stuff it into
it.
Like your shirt sleeve, and you go back down and like shake somebody's hand, and then you pull it back, and it comes out, and you're like,
You're right. You shouldn't.
That's
go
what
hiking.
You do if you find an arm.
You should not go hiking.
You play
sir.
Pranks on people.
No. Please call 911 if
you
find
so
an arm
lame.
While you're hiking.
Weak.